Everybody, welcome to the show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody, it's Miles.
Miles?
Right.
Your voice is bothering me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Miles Birthday Bash.
Oh, right.
2006.
So, how old are you this year?
I will be 38 this week.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, man, you're getting old.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't realize you were that old. I thought you were younger than that.
No, I just got an invitation to my 20th year reunion, rather, at for high school.
Really? You got out of high school when you were 18?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were a little bit older than that, so.
No, I was not held back, no.
Yeah. I have my suspicions.
No, I was not held back.
Okay. So what? What's the big birthday bash include here?
I don't know. It's all going to be a secret, you know?
Oh, you mean it hasn't happened yet?
No, it hasn't quite happened yet. It's coming this week. But it's...
Well, what? When's your birthday? What is today?
Tomorrow it'll be. Tomorrow.
Your birthday's on the 13th?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I didn't. That's right. I guess it is. I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't really care that much, so.
Yeah, I know. Every year I have to remind you, and it's always a big surprise to you that I have a birthday.
I feel like one of those people with the memory loss. Oh, so glad to meet you. I haven't seen you ever.
Like when your mom didn't think I had a job. Remember that? She's like, does Miles have a job?
Well, yeah, but she still says that, so it's not.
Yeah.
Why does he still have a job?
Does he support his family?
He just strikes me as someone who would never have a job. I don't know what it is about him.
Yeah.
It just seems jobless.
Why would she say that? Why?
Perpetually jobless.
Why?
Don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you always had... In college, you had all the cash. I mean, you were like Mr. Superbar. So
that's right. True.
So maybe she just thought you were rich or something.
Yeah. I was a gigolo.
You're always like, hey, where's Miles? Well, he's probably at Wendy's Superbar. You know.
You're probably right.
Killing his colon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, you nailed it.
So, yeah.
Birthday show is here. Birthday show.
So what's the big birthday show about then?
Whatever happens tonight.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had something planned.
No, I don't.
Oh, of course not.
No, I don't.
Me? Plan? Of course not.
No, why would I plan something for my birthday? What am I going to do for my birthday? I mean, for goodness
sake. I don't know.
What do you want me to do?
You know, your parents didn't plan. You didn't plan. Of course you wouldn't plan.
They're spending some time here. That's all the...
I was referring to their contraceptive methods at your point of conception, but that's okay. Since you are a straggler in the family, I think...
You know, my mom's just giggling at this point. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice.
You're a little later than your other siblings.
Now my mom's chiming in with jokes now. Great.
I didn't hear it. What'd she say?
No, you don't even need to know what she said, because that's not even right. It's not even right.
So, you know, you are the youngest.
I know.
And,
I know.
You're a little after the fact there. They'd already thrown away all the other baby stuff. They had to buy new stuff for you, so.
Oh, look, I didn't have a coat hanger in my head.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Lucky.
Yeah, we're still wondering about that.
Lucky.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you know, what's the big – let's hear the big birthday story then. Well, I guess firstly, before you get at that, you know, I should say –
Go ahead.
Well, I thought you might say it.
Go ahead.
It happened at Clear Lake. Finally had 1,000 views or something like that on the
We
YouTube,
made this stupid video a long time ago, and 1,000 people looked at it. Now we're excited.
Yeah, that was the, 1,000 people. Get out of town.
Man, if at least started watching it. I don't know if they watched the whole thing. But
well, we don't know, but yeah, they at least clicked on it. So
I like to think that they watched the whole thing.
In your mind, they all watched the whole thing.
And they all enjoyed it. That was really funny.
They all laughed. to think.
Well, I got Burt Lancaster.
To think.
Burt Lancaster.
If this child were aborted, we would never see this movie.
That's right. So please, please. Right?
There you go.
Think it over, people.
Evidently, a bunch of fundamentalist Christians watched the movie and...
think it over, people. Come on.
Enjoyed it. Yeah. Did you hear... this is a little sidestep here, but did you hear Dick Cheney shot somebody while he was hunting?
Yes. Yes. My God. Man, that's like big news, too, man. That's
I know. It's hilarious. Can you imagine?
Like slow news day, man.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, are you okay out there, bud?
Jesus Christ.
You're supposed to shoot the fucking turkey, asshole.
There wasn't this much news when the Pope died. I mean, geez. Yeah, no, let me give you
a
break.
I just think it's funny. I mean, come
I
on.
Know. It's like a big hot thing right now. I was like, man.
I wonder if it was like a Secret Service guy.
Yeah, it was a lawyer.
Oh, it was a lawyer.
Yeah, he was a friend of his was a lawyer, I think. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't read that far.
Like,
in the
from
story.
All the people to shoot, your lawyer, man. Oh,
well,
no.
Maybe, you know, he's had a bad divorce going on. I don't know.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Hey, watch this, secret agent guy. I'm going to shoot this lawyer right in the ass with my shotgun. The funny thing is they never really left the secret bunker. That's the funny part.
Happened in Texas is what they say.
There you go.
I don't know.
Anyway, I thought that was funny. I'm like, how many people? Come on.
Yeah, go figure.
What the fuck is he doing?
Yeah, I know.
What's the excuse on that one, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Woo!
You're right. Yeah.
Lordy. Anyway, so what's going on with you?
So, my parents have made it here. They...
Hooray!
They decided they didn't like Arizona, so they left Arizona.
Oh, they left. They were in Arizona? I thought they didn't go to Arizona. I thought they went to Mississippi or something.
Well, there's no Mississippi to go back to right now. So
well, you know.
There's
sure
not
there
much.
Is.
That, yeah. It's like going to, you know, visit, you know, Hiroshima back in, you know, late 45, basically.
There's
know,
a lot of shit going on down there.
No,
You can still get a, you know, jambalaya and shit like that, I'm sure.
No, there's nothing going on down there.
There's guys with jambalaya carts out there.
Oh, they were coming back on the superhighway back
to
Iowa.
Which
here.
One? That?
I don't know.
Oh.
And my dad had decided to load up on coffee that morning, apparently.
Oh, jeez. Is he pissing in cups on the way
down? Oh, he steals my story again, son of a bitch.
Sounds like something that would happen. Oh, I can't pull over. I'll just have to pee in a cup.
Two cups.
Lord, no. Oh, man, he drank a lot of coffee.
He filled up two McDonald's cups.
Oh, my God. Did he give them to you as a birthday present?
No, yeah. He washed them out. He's like, here you go. Here
he
you
goes,
go.
He goes, here.
There you go.
Two cups of my urine. Happy birthday, son.
Apparently, he threw a coat over his lap so he could, you know, hide the...
Well, what was he doing?
No truckers would drive by. They'll start honking.
Hey, look, that guy's peeing in a McDonald's cup. And the funny thing is, the trucker would be doing the exact same thing. We're brothers. We're peeing in cups together on the highway.
But now we need to give him one of those urinal things, you know, from the hospital. You know?
Oh, get a catheter?
No, they got those things, you know, those
things. You know, pee bottle.
Yeah, the pee bottle. Like those guys, you know, with the wheelchairs.
The wheel guys had in college with the pee bottles.
Yeah, those guys in college that had them,
Hey, can you hook this pee bottle back on the back of my wheelchair? Oh, I had a dude in class that did that.
Yeah, I remember that. You told me that.
He freaked me out so bad. He was a nice guy, but then he comes wheeling out.
And you had to pick
out.
Up his pee bottle or something.
I did. I
and
picked
you did
up
it
his
too,
pee bottle.
Because you felt bad, yeah.
Well, because, you know, the
what
guy's
you
in a fucking
no?
wheelchair. What am I going to do?
What do you do, say no?
Yeah, exactly. Kick it? You go get it.
That's wrong.
Exactly. So I picked it up. I'm like, oh. And it was kind of like moist, so. I hope it was from washing it out, but maybe not.
Sweet. That's just sweet.
Yeah, well, you know, at least I wasn't related to him. I'll never see him again. You're going to look at your dad tomorrow at breakfast and think,
I'm not hungry.
Gee whiz. You know what I mean?
Literally, yeah.
Literally.
Literally. I go, why are you coming over? He's like, no.
Dad, you're on my team for operation. You know what I mean? Yeah. Takes a very steady hand.
Yeah.
Driving down the highway, peeing in a cup.
Yeah, he started filling up cup one. He's like, uh-oh.
Oh, you mean in one setting he filled up two cups?
Yes.
Oh,
my
God. That's
what I'm being told. In one setting he filled up two
cups. Call that man King Bladder.
Yeah, I know. This is what I've been told. This is the story I was told.
Somehow I think there was carnival music playing in the background while I was doing this. Hand me that other cup, goddammit.
I should have got the big gulp.
Mr. Tidal, we only need about a third of a cup. Well, if you're going to do a drug test on me, you're going to get the whole shebang, goddammit. Well, your drug test come back and it's got coffee grounds in it.
So they pulled over finally they came to a gas station. I guess they had to carefully empty out the...
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, there was like a bomb squad operation, I guess. Careful.
Gave it to a homeless guy. Here, I can't drink all this.
Here, lemonade?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a little dark.
You might want to get tested for diabetes.
There, that was some young doctors in love a long time ago. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, yeah. You know, peeing in a cup on the highway is a young man's sport, and so your dad's still up for the task.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, we've all thought it, but have we all done it? I don't know.
I've peed while I was driving.
Yeah.
But not lately. I try not to.
Was in your pants. Was in your pants.
I'm trying to think. I think I did. I peed into a... I peed into a milk jug in college for a while. When I hurt my leg.
For a while? What? For a while? What?
When I hurt my leg, I couldn't get to move around. I peed into a jug. I had my own version of pee bottle.
Oh, man. This is getting...
Homemade pee bottle.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hey, you brought it up. What the hell you want?
Yeah, I know. But man, one-time emergency I could see, but man, you sound like you got like some fetish or something.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a little worrisome for me.
No, it was just because I couldn't bend my leg, for Christ's sake. I was partially crippled. Oh, it hurts so bad. You hear that? My wife's laughing at me. She's laughing. You should be happy. You benefited from my Tylenol with codeine, for Christ's sake, you bastard. You stopped by. Hey, you got any more of those Tylenol with codeine left from your surgery?
What?
You don't remember that?
No.
You fucking came over and you're like, you know, asked me for the Tylenol 3, and I'm like, yeah, I got a couple left. You're like, thanks, and took them.
I don't remember that.
Oh, sure.
It wasn't me, man.
It was you.
Your hippie friends.
It was you, man. I'm telling you. Your mom's sitting there going, oh, my God.
I think it was one of your buddies.
It was you.
Come over. Yeah.
It was you.
Sorry.
It was you.
Sorry.
Because I had to stop taking that stuff because it made me fall asleep. And anyway.
Fall asleep while you're peeing into the jug. While you're driving.
So, I don't have anything exciting like that to talk about.
Come on.
Mine's more of a flashback, possibly, to your high school reunion.
Okay.
You know, I'm coaching the basketball thing again this year.
Oh, yeah.
And we were on halftime break. So I walked all our little youngsters over toward the bathroom, you know.
Right.
And I don't know if I mentioned the teams are like separated now, you know, male and female.
No.
So I got all girls.
Okay.
So I'm standing there waiting for all the girls to, you know, finish going to the bathroom.
Right.
And this lady was over there who I guess was one of the, well, obviously she was one of the moms of somebody. And she looked like, I've been thinking about this like for a couple days because I can't think of who she looks like. But she kind of had like the 80s crinkle hair going.
Mm-hmm.
But, and she had like, you know, jeans and a sweater, but she was, you know, like really far gone.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But she still had the 80s hair. So it was like being back in high school. And she's like, this kid walks by and she's like, hey, girls, you see that guy, little boy over there? Like, don't you think he looks good? To these little girls.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? That's my son.
What?
No, it's not my son. It was this lady's son.
She's pimping out her son.
She's pimping out her son to like these little tiny kids. Oh, and she looks like some kind of.
How old are the girls that you're coaching here?
They're like 6 and 7 years old.
What?
Yeah.
And you look over, the guy's like 35 or something.
No. No, he was probably like eight years
old. That's my son. Look at him. He's beautiful.
But I would, I mean, it's like, you know, Tiffany gone bad or something.
Oh, man.
Like, I'm like, I'll give her this weird look. I'm like, what the? What kind of weird ass comment is that?
And then she came over to you next. Like,
yeah, no, she hey. Did. I was ignoring her.
Hey, coach, come here. I got a deal for you.
Yeah, no, it was weird.
Halftime special.
It was weird.
You want the halftime show, coach? Yeah.
It was like, you know.
That's a little creepy.
It was. I was totally creeped out. I'm like, come on, girls.
Let's get away.
Let's get out of here. Let's avoid the, you know, hoary looking 80s woman here.
Yeah.
There's a only thing I can think of is there's this commercial that's for these rice cakes.
Yeah.
And the lady's like through the decades, through the 80s, 90s, and today. Right. And she looks like the 80s chick gone bad from that rice cake commercial. But anyway.
You look like someone's done like a lot of hard living, you know. Like
a lot of gravity as well, yes. A lot of gravity.
On a separate note, someone's just sent me a website the other day where you can look up like sex offenders in your neighborhood. And
oh, great.
Maybe I might have to send that to you so you can check this lady out.
I thought maybe, you know, it was hit a little close to home for you or something.
Yeah, no. I wouldn't pick
up. Hey, let me click
kids.
On this webcam. Oh, shit, that's me sitting there at my computer. Who did this come from? Pete Townsend or what?
Yeah, right. Right.
Hello, mate. Let me tell you about this one. Holy shit. That's my house.
Gary Gilmore.
Yeah, Gary Glitter, yeah.
Or Gary Glitter, excuse me. Gary Gilmore, of course, someone completely different.
Right.
He was executed.
That's right. Gary Glitter.
Gary Glitter, excuse me.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hey, girls, come here. I got a deal for you.
I was like, that is the weirdest thing. I'd like... You know.
Hey, coach, come here.
Yeah, no, we hightailed it out of there. I'm like, you don't. Everybody, come on. Let's get the hell out of here.
Hey, Coach Leadbottom, get over here. I want to talk to you.
I'm like, what the?
Oh, man.
Like, don't look at her. She's on Tylenol 3 with codeine.
These boots are made for walking.
Yeah. Boots are made for walking. Yikes. She was scary.
Spooky.
It was scary stuff, but...
Yeah, spooky.
Anyway. Ooh. 80s gone bad.
Yeah.
Bad deal. Go back to Bon Jovi, chick. Slippery one wet. Shit.
Oof. You give love a bad name.
Yeah. Whew.